Pork roast is back on the menu after complaints from the pork industry, and U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa, who is the Judiciary Committee Chair, whose panel oversees prisons. The Bureau of Prisons cited prisoner dislike for pork in surveys and pork costs for its removal decision last week. But the Bureau has already dropped bacon, pork chops, and sausages in the past 2 years. National Pork Producers spokesperson Dave Warner comments on the decision to single out pork roast.
Pork loin is a higher value cut than sausage and bacon, so it wouldn't be a bad thing to have it on the menu. But I would think that an awful lot of people love bacon. Actually, I believe it's the universal meat. So I would think that prisoners and federal facilities would like to have bacon.
And the pork industry hopes the Bureau of Prisons getting roasted for its decision sends a message to other agencies thinking about ditching pork from their menus.
I think it was just the precedent and, yes, the fact that it didn't seem to be very transparent as to why this was done. Other commodities could have suffered the same fate, and I think as federal agencies, they need to be more transparent and open, make their decisions.
NPPC and Senator Grassley both asked the Prison Bureau for survey information used in their decision.